This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 29th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Got lots of news to cover today. I mean, what a week in the news. Got a whole bunch of news that wasn't reported in the mainstream media. No surprise there, but I got several things to get started on that I wanted to get out of the way. First, I wanted to say a special thanks to Jeremy filling in for me last week. I listened to the first hour last Saturday night, second hour Sunday morning. Jeremy done a really good job, and my hat's off to him. He is really getting comfortable in the chair, and I appreciate him sitting in for me. There's about four Saturdays a year that I have to work, and this one was kind of fluctuating because of Florence. It got moved around a little bit, and in fact, Mike in Kentucky, that's why I haven't been back in touch with you, is because I didn't want to schedule it on a Saturday that I may ultimately be out at the last minute or something. So I'll be back in touch with you now, and we'll move forward, but I wanted to say a special thanks to Jeremy. Also, I wanted to tell everyone, RBN's got a great store. Check out, if you've not checked out the RBN store, check it out. I mean, we got radios, flashlights, storageable food. I'm going to try to make some Christmas purchases from the RBN store personally, and I challenge everyone else that listens to this broadcast, try to buy, if you can't do anything else, try to buy something from the RBN store for a family member or yourself or someone for Christmas this year and help support RBN. Not going to spend a lot of time talking about the Senate hearings for Kavanaugh, the charade, the debacle, the I mean, this one had it all. This one's had it all. I mean, they've got, and you know, I don't spend much time on what's happening in mainstream media because this is everywhere. I mean, that's all Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, it's all this on TV. But I mean, when you're getting down to confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court justice, and they're talking about flagellants from high school, you can see that our representative form of government has become a mockery and a charade. I mean, I watched the whole thing. I watched the Clarence Thomas hearings, too. I don't know why. I watched the whole thing on Thursday, and wow, if it isn't a window of insight into just how divisive, polarized, and ridiculous the federal government of the United States has become, I don't know. But we're not going to spend a lot of time on that like I said. Now, this, I wanted to lead off with this because this could be happening right now. I don't know, and I have no information whatsoever, but the League of the South was forced to cancel an event at Sycamore Shoals State Park near Johnson City today, and I'm reading a letter from Michael Hill. A few days ago, we received word from state and local authorities in Tennessee that we, number one, must purchase insurance to hold our event, and two, must agree to an open-ended bill for security at Sycamore Shoals State Park. Neither are acceptable to us for some simple reasons. First, the insurance policy we would be forced to purchase was $400 per month for a minimum of 12 months for a total of $4,800. Second, the state authorities told us we would be on the hook for an open-ended bill for whatever security they thought necessary for the event at the park. Only fools would agree to such a deal. Consequently, we have canceled our event for Saturday, September 29th. That's today at Sycamore Shoals State Park. This is in Tennessee. We believe such tactics are designed to force us to pay for our right to assemble publicly and to speak freely in the public square. Apparently, such heavy-handed financial pressure is now how the authorities in Tennessee intend to deal with us whenever we seek to have an event on public property. If Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and any other leftist groups can threaten to show up and cause trouble at our event, and then the authorities demand that we pay the price for any trouble that might occur, then our rights to public assembly and free speech may as well be dead. This is a game we will not play. We had hoped to provide a venue for Southerners to show pride in their culture and its symbols and to protest the pulling down of our flags, monuments, and other manifestations of our cultural inheritance all across the South. But because of these authoritarian tactics, we won't be doing it on the 29th of September in Sycamore Shoals State Park. We will not pay one penny for tribute in order to exercise the rights of our ancestors who fought and protect us. Now, again, this was supposed to be going on today, just in case anyone listening to this broadcast hasn't heard it lately. The First Amendment to the Constitution: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So obviously Michael Hill and the League of the South do not have a First Amendment right. And the reason I say I've got a feeling that Michael Hill is going to flash mob it today. Nobody's told me anything. Not a single person. I've got nothing. But I would have. Michael Hill is just not the type of person that's going to just take this and say, well, I'll just stay home on Saturday and sleep. So I've got a feeling that something's in the works. And if it is, they're more than happy to call in during these 2 hours and give us an update. So how about that? Now, you know good and well that they wouldn't try to practice this on other assemblies. This is a selective enforcement, and this is going to be the new tactic to eliminate your First Amendment rights of freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, if your views are these type views. And I mean, we're seeing it. It's widespread. I've got some other stories we're going to be coming up with here shortly. But League of the South denied their First Amendment right, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and you know, I'm no hypocrite here. I believe the groups that we oppose, groups that we disagree with or whatever, absolutely, absolutely have a right to freedom of speech. But, you know, I could say what we should do with some letterhead from the state of Tennessee and who it should be mailed to and what groups, that now they need to pay $4,800 to come and peacefully assemble in the state park there. And it would be tantamount to the story I'm going to be doing about the Kaepernick discount coupons that 4chan put out. And if you haven't heard that one, there's some humor coming your way here shortly. Now, here's a story. I want to get this in. Now, this story would have led off the evening news. Every night this week, they would have had to break into the Kavanaugh hearings, which also, just so you know, during the next week, since they've already made it all the way to gang rape charges on Kavanaugh, who appears to be like a pretty squeaky clean kind of guy, I assume that this week they will probably get it all the way down to bestiality, ritual satanic abuse, and probably ahead of some kind of child ring of pornography. But this would have led off the evening news. They would have broken into the break-in of the Kavanaugh story to get this in if the colors of the skin in this story had somehow been different. Now, you can go and look at this story. I urge you to do so. It's at nationalvanguard.org. They've got the local media covering this story, so you can see what, like, you know, the local media in this area of Minnesota had to say about it, which is still a whitewash in the media. But it's absolutely a whitewash in the media as far as national media coverage. On Saturday, September 22nd, which is last week today, a week ago today, 2018, at the Valley Fair Amusement Park in Shakopee, Minnesota. Now, again, there's video of this happening, and then there's video of the local news coverage in the story on NationalVanguard.org. Police and emergency responders had to evacuate all guests after a mob of Somali teenagers and men rushed through security and caused several violent fights to break out inside the park, which was reported. It's had several different reporters, but one of the reporters, excuse me, which I'm not a fan, so I want to get this out. You know, I didn't write the story. I'm telling you the source. I'm not fond of the source. Is Laura Loomer. But according to eyewitnesses who were at the park, to get this now, what was happening at this amusement park? It was a celebration of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So they're having it's an amusement park. They're having a celebration of Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. When a group of nearly 100 Somali men rushed past security and amusement park staffers at the front entrance and proceeded to run through the park and instigate fights with the guests. As several violent fights broke out, guests began to panic as reports of police being stabbed and shot began to circulate. Cliff Hallberg, who was inside the park with his children at the time of the fights broke out, said it was very frightening for his children. I saw about 60 Somali teenagers push their way through the lines and scream at guests. Hallberg said tickets to the Valley Scare Halloween event at the amusement park are usually expensive, which is why he attended on the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, as he himself is a member of law enforcement and received the discounted tickets. Now, this story is rather long, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because I just wanted to get you the gist of it. But the violent fights erupted during Law Enforcement Appreciation Day when the park was full of police officers and other members of law enforcement who received the discounted tickets so their families could enjoy the amusement park. An estimated 263 police officers responded to the fights inside the park, according to witnesses and police reports. This looked like a targeted attack on law enforcement, some said. So if you want to read the story, you can go and read it. Like I say, it's a rather lengthy story. There's several videos. But how about this now? Contrast this. What if this had been a group of white Christian group? Or just a white group? Just white kids? You know, this would Lester Holt, who of course is getting there. He was even on Drudge for getting such low numbers. That's what I watch because they're the worst. They omit everything that matters. It's a mockery of news. Lester Holt is a cuck's cuck. But if this had been, now of course, if this had this does not fit the political narrative. They don't want people to know about this. None of your friends know about this. None of your neighbors know about this. And I bet you I'm the only person probably on RBN that will report this. But here you've got 60, some say 100. You know, when you get an eyewitness account, you get various numbers. At least 60 up to 100 Somalis, which the story goes on to say, you know, how they've trucked Somalis into Minnesota and they're attempting to bring more up because, they want more poison. They need more of this cultural enrichment via this diversity. I mean, you know, you're really getting to enjoy some vibrancy when you're fighting off Somali kids rioting. But no news coverage whatsoever because they don't want the masses to know that, you know, the same insanity, the same ridiculous absurdity, the same violence is being brought to you here in America that they're shoving down the throat in Germany, which, you know, I've reported on. There is a resurgence of opposition in Germany, thankfully, and as well they should be. I've got the story here. They're selling knife vests to children in Great Britain. We'll get to that here shortly. But yeah, I mean, when you just think about the news that's left out of the news and why it is totally under, and even the local, if you look at the local news reports, they intentionally, of course intentionally, tried their best to omit the fact that these were Somalis. You know, you can see the video of it, and you can tell, you can't say it, so you can tell that they're dark-skinned, needless to say. But, you know, it's just like the Prime Minister of Poland said about a week or so ago, that, you know, they've not had any attacks in Poland. They've not had any of these terrorist attacks because they're not taking in people from other countries. And this isn't a racist thing. You know, you can try to frame it that way, but it's just common sense. It's actually natural law. It's just the fact that people are more cohesive and get along better around their own kind. If that's not the case, then why do they immediately segregate in prison? We all know it's the truth. But bringing Somalis here, low IQ, violent people, and trying to put them into a culture and an atmosphere that is starkly different from where they came from is a recipe for disaster. And they know this. They're following the recipe. I say it every week. I'm going to say it today. If you got a recipe to make pound cake, my wife makes the best pound cake probably in the state of North Carolina. I'm a lucky man. If you got a recipe for pound cake and you put it all together at the end of the day, you're going to have something like pound cake. If you follow this recipe of this multiculturalism, this cultural Marxism, then this is what you get. This is the result of it. These drag queen reading books at the library, which just totally blows my mind that straight white people, straight people of any race, would go down and condone that depravity and that debauchery. But yet they do. Yet they do. Why do they do that? They've succumbed to the propaganda of the television. They are sheep people. They want to fit in, and they let loose that big moo with that herd mentality because they don't want to go against the grain. They don't want to be labeled any kind of racist or homophobe. We've got to tolerate everything until there's nothing that's intolerable. That is the message, and I'll say it again. The message is more poison. The solution is more poison. What society needs is more of this poison. And that's exactly what this story is. Now, more poison coming to Germany. AFP reports in Germany, Turkish President Erdogan is set to open one of Europe's largest mosques in Cologne on Saturday, that's today, as he wraps up a controversial visit to Germany, with police deploying in force amid planned protests. The inauguration will be the closing event of his three-day visit aimed at repairing frayed ties with Berlin after 2 years of tension after talks with Angela Merkel, the most despicable, evil person drawing a breath on the planet Earth, in my opinion. I added that in. On Friday, both leaders signaled their interest in a cautious rapprochement, but the German chancellor stressed the deep differences remained on civil rights and other issues. Some 10,000 Erdogan critics are expected to take to the streets in Cologne protesting everything from Turkey's record on human rights, which is egregious, and press freedom to its treatment of minority Kurds. About 300 people had gathered on the bank of the Rhine early Saturday. They held banners proclaiming Erdogan not welcome and shouted slogans such as international solidarity and away with fascism. Kansu, a 30-year-old student of Turkish origin, came from Switzerland for the rally. I want to be the voice of people who can't take to the streets in Turkey because they have been arrested, killed, or otherwise suppressed. Erdogan thinks anything that differs from his opinion is terrorism, and I'm here to show solidarity. I can't understand that he was invited to Berlin, but that he's coming to Cologne is a provocation. Erdogan supporters, meanwhile, gather at the Cologne Central Mosque, an imposing dome-shaped building next to the shadowy Turkish-controlled DİTİB organization. Cologne police said they're bracing for one of their biggest ever deployments. So that is today. I could read the whole story. It's rather lengthy, too. But I'm not going to, because we're going to be coming up on a break here soon. But you probably won't see it in any of the mainstream controlled lapdog prostituted media. But they're bracing for some possible riots in Cologne today because Erdogan from Turkey is there, and they're unveiling one of the largest mosques in Europe. So, you know, the full-fledged move is on to keep sweeping in people from other countries into the European nations to continue the disintegration of the once white countries. And it is working so far with I guess you would say minimal backlash. I mean, the native populations are being destroyed. They're having acid thrown in their face. I'm going to get to the story here in just a little bit. Ungrate building knife vests so their children can walk the street. Makes you wonder what's wrong with these people. But you know, Ted Cruz was run out of that restaurant this week. I'm here to tell you, if I'd been elected to Congress, you wouldn't run me out of a restaurant. We'd have a fist fight. if that's what it took, or whatever. But you wouldn't run me out. I just wouldn't be run out by a bunch of, it looked like a bunch of sissy fags and bull dykes. They wouldn't run me out. We would just, whatever come my way, we would just have to have it out right there. Soon that will come, hopefully, if they run up with an alpha male. Is there an alpha male in Congress? I don't know. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Baron in the studio, running down some of the news. Baron saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, I'm challenging everyone to make at least one Christmas purchase from the RBN store. I know we're a long way away from Christmas, it may seem, but we're knocking on the door of October, and I try to be a early bird on this. Check out the store. I really checked it out this week, and it's a great way to support John and support RBN and buy products that you need. Now, this was actually on Drudge. Now, contrast this story with what I led off with the League of the South. Michael Hill and the League of the South don't have a First Amendment right in the state of Tennessee in a state park, mind you. But this was on Drudge Report. And listen to this. I'll read the headline first. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, you may need to lay down. communist planning armed insurrection on Twitter. All right? They're not banned from Twitter because this right here is just A-OK, right? Listen to this. Communist agitators took to Twitter this week to brainstorm strategies for a violent armed insurrection against their perceived enemies. Dr. Bones, the co-host of the far-left podcast The Guillotine, he sounds like some really nice leftists, don't they? Started the conversation going with their 5,000-plus Twitter followers. Bones asked, hey, quick little question for military-minded lefties. Should leftists train, organize in an insurgent focus where they blend into a civilian population for potential attacks or a more militia structure focused on holding and maintaining turf? Bones went on to suggest that fellow travelers organize hidden cells and focus on ambushes and assassinations. I'm just reading this verbatim now. What if the League of South went on and... Well, I'm sure Michael Hill's already thrown off of Twitter long ago for I'm sure a lot less than promoting assassinations. You know, I actually, you know, thought when you promote assassinations in a public forum, because this is no different than communicating threats, that like you was investigated by the FBI or something. But I guess they're too busy checking out Kavanaugh's 15-year-old flagellants remarks. The Guillotine podcast, which covers global current events from a revolutionary communist and anarchist perspective, has nearly, check this out, 15,000 Facebook followers. Look, if this is news to you, there's a bunch, okay? There's a bunch of these communist, cultural Marxist, fags and leftists. This country's crawling with them, apparently. Although a bunch of them's in Congress. I seen them this past week. They were in the those hearings. And 250 active monthly donors to its Patreon account. Oh, they can have a Patreon account. You can go on Twitter and promote assassination and have a Facebook page, apparently, and a Patreon account. I mean, the hypocrisy to this is unfreaking believable. But they're all in cahoots. The media's in cahoots. The Democrats is in cahoots. The Republicans aren't going to do anything about this. So they're in cahoots. It's just unbelievable. The two co-hosts, Old Bonesy and Dead Irish Rebel, identify as egoist, communist, and Marxist, respectively. And the pair seem to be huge fans of mass murdering. Or they're huge fans of mass murdering communist dictators. Disturbingly, the extremists see no difference between supporters of President Trump, the police, and actual Nazis. You know, I've heard that term Nazi now in the last 12 months, probably more than I ever heard it in my whole life. Anyone that espouses a conservative position, so to speak, anyone that doesn't go along with this transgender, homosexual, open borders, nation wrecking, anything goes agenda is a Nazi. Anyone that opposes this complete depravity, you know, I told you they were trying to get the homosexual out of the closet so they could put the smoker in it. Anyone that opposes any of this agenda, you're a Nazi. You're a homophobe, Islamophobe, you know, the whole nine yards. It's unbelievable. In the thread, Dr. Bones discouraged fellow radicals from walking around with full-size AR rifles, suggesting that they instead use easily concealable weapons so as not to tip anyone off. I'm going to just quit reading. It was on Drudge. PJMedia.com's the source. It's lengthy. It's a whole bunch of them saying what they would do. They still have a Twitter account. They have a Patreon. They have a Facebook. Dr. Michael Hill can't go to Tennessee and speak in a public park. Even Alex Jones can't have a PayPal. But they can have it all and plan assassinations on Twitter. I mean, the fact that they say they're trying to police this is a joke. In fact, it is an insult to anyone's intelligence to believe that Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of these bunch of leftists that sadly control these platforms do anything other than promote their nation-wrecking agendas. coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment. Netanyahu at the UN. Coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fairing in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And before I get started back in some of the news, you know, this past week, I started rewatching The Greatest Story Never Told. 6 hours, pushing seven, the whole documentary. I didn't get that far into it, probably an hour or so into it. And I know we've talked about it on this broadcast. I interviewed Dennis Wise. Oh, time flies. Probably been 3 years ago or so. I'm not sure. But I haven't watched it since then. So I started back rewatching it, and I thought I'd just pass it on to remind everyone, if you're looking for something to watch and you've never watched it, by all means do. If you have watched it and it's been a long time, I noticed going through it the second time, I really picked up a lot more information. You know, it's too much to digest in one watching of that. And of course, I've been a kind of a World War II buff for several for many years now studying it, but nothing compares to watching that documentary. I mean, I'm sure there's great books out there, but that that's a load of information. And it kind of drifted me over into relooking at Robert J. Matthews. And it may be, you know, I don't know when, but we may try to do 30 minutes or an hour going over that. If you're unfamiliar with that, Bob Matthews was killed on December 8th, 1984, and there's a lot of information now, more so online than probably used to be as far as tributes and information, and I really found that interesting. A lot of times when I have time, I will listen to, there's not that many, but some of the Robert J. Matthews speeches that are on YouTube, and I really do enjoy those. So I thought I would pass that on just in case anyone might would enjoy it. Now here is some more news in my hand that was not reported in mainstream media nary one bit, and this is real news, but it's just amazing how it's left out. Of course, you know, they kept everyone focused on the soap opera of the Senate hearings with Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but I'm not going to spend any time talking about that. The head of RT ran the story, bolstered by unwavering U.S. support, Netanyahu thunders at the United Nations. Now, listen to the very first line of this. We've talked about this and talked about this. Now, it's out in the open. Even Netanyahu is telling them at the UN General Assembly what we've talked about on this broadcast for years. But now, I mean, it's no longer anything that's certainly not kept a secret. Okay, here we go. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has delivered another fiery speech at the UN General Assembly, accusing Iran of nuclear ambitions and regional aggressions and branding, here it comes, wait for it, criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. Netanyahu just plainly told that at the UN General Assembly. Any criticism of Israel, any criticism of our foreign policy, any criticism of our treatment of Palestinians, anything but praise, okay, is anti-Semitism. We're above reproach, basically. Drawing a sharp contrast to last year, the Israeli Prime Minister sounded satisfaction that U.S. President Donald Trump had since unilaterally torn up the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran, which the previous U.S. administration backed against Netanyahu's objections. His message was clear. With Washington on Israel's side, his government doesn't care what the U.N. may think or say. And if you read the text of what he said, that is the message that he said. Netanyahu accused Iran of conducting a campaign of carnage and conquest through the Middle East while continuing to harbor nuclear ambitions. As proof of that, he cited his April presentation about a nuclear archive. Israeli spies raided in Tehran, then came the bombshell. Iran also had a secret atomic warehouse, he claimed, holding up satellite and street photos of the facility and naming its location. Channeling his April presentation, Netanyahu described the warehouse as being an innocent-looking compound next door to a rug-cleaning business, and even made a joke that the rug cleaners are doing a fantastic job. Now, just to skip around some of the excerpts that he said, leaving no room for doubt as to how he felt, Netanyahu warned the tyrants of Tehran that Israel will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon, not now, not in 10 years. Not ever. So, you know, Israel gets to choose what countries can have or have not nuclear weapons. Of course, there's no countries there complaining about the fact of how nuclear-armed Israel is, obviously. We will act against you in Syria. We will act against you in Lebanon. We will act against you in Iraq, I'm quoting. We will act against you wherever, whenever. The Israeli Prime Minister thundered from the UN podium to applause from his delegation. Here's a picture that's worth a thousand missiles, he said, holding up a satellite photo and warning Hezbollah that Israel will not let you get away with this. I mean, Israel forever. By contrast, the Israeli Prime Minister blistered European Union leaders for appeasement of Iran, deliberately framing the phrase in the context of World War II and the Holocaust, of course, and blasting the UN for habitually slandering Israel. Golly. Though the resolution equating Zionism to racism was repealed 25 years ago. Did you know that? Its foul stench still clings to these halls, Netanyahu said, admonishing the General Assembly, which had adopted the resolution 3379 in November of 1975 and then revoked it in 1991. Now, you can go to RT.com. That's another lengthy one. You can read the whole thing. He said a lot more, but you're getting the gist of it. I mean, it is really, when you sit back and you watch the United Nations General Assembly and you see how people, for the most part, act and speak, and it's usually a pretty congenial atmosphere. But when Netanyahu comes, he lambasts everybody and makes it clear that Israel will attack anybody anywhere, and we are for war, and we're going to decide who can do what, and we've got the United States backing us, and we don't care about the United Nations, and we'll break any international law. I mean, it's just incredible. Incredible. But see, this right here is another news story that the American people are oblivious to. It's not going to be on NBC Nightly News. The View certainly not going to talk about it. Drudge isn't carrying any of this. Fox News doesn't cover this. So, well, Fox News did cover it. It would be like Sean Hannity praising Netanyahu and how correct he is in all of his assertions for more war, and probably like Lindsey Graham was doing a couple of weeks ago, touting more financial aid for Israel. But it really is amazing when you look at what he says, and and it just goes on and on and on. Isn't there a song like that? On and on and on. That's the way it goes. Amazing. How about this? Black rappers hang white people video triggers meltdown in France. Now, this is in France. This is not in America. A young French rapper, now he's black, has made it into the headlines with a graphic music video calling for white people to be killed. And while he's shot to fame, with it has come widespread outrage and an investigation into his art. Now, one side you could say, hey, they do this because it does catapult them into the limelight. That's what they want, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. The video features violent scenes of the rapper Nick Conrad and another man torturing and killing a white male. The duo give the man a chance to escape, telling him to run fast, as the blacks do, then shoot him in the back for being too slow. Conrad then forces the white man to bite a curbstone and stomps his head. This is art now, people. In an apparent reference to the movie American History X, the victim is then seen hanged from a post behind the rapper and his sidekicks. The graphic footage is accompanied by equally shocking lyrics, with Conrad rapping, "I go to nurseries and kill white babies while hanging their parents to entertain black kids of all ages." This is considered art these days. And of course, yeah, there's some outrage, but what are they going to do about it? Nothing. What's going to come from this? Well, probably maybe, the condonement and justification of black violence against white people, maybe. I don't know. It's certainly a window of insight into a society in rapid decline. And, I know I talk about that a lot, but when you go out into the world, it doesn't matter where you go now. I mean, just look at what this nation, this area, this region, this state has become. Just turn on your TV at 8 o'clock at night to any of the networks and look at the pornography and the filth and depravity that's displayed as entertainment versus what we had, just a few, I guess for me, I would have to say, 20, 25 years. And they're trying to redo everything, like Magnum P.I. How are you going to redo Magnum P.I. and make that any better than it was? Tom Selleck was Magnum P.I., but yet they're trying to remake all of the, I guess, they've run out of any creativity, I don't know, but the movies that they're generating, well, the Michael Moore, what was it, 11-9 great big flop, anti-Trump movie. And everyone knows, listen to this broadcast, I'm not the biggest Trump fan. You know, we'll take what we can get. But if there's this gigantic blue wave and everybody hates Trump, you would think that movie would do good in the theaters. It has bombed, which I despise Michael Moore, too. So more power to it, I'm glad. But the movie by this rapper Conrad, you know, we done this before. This is nothing new. I don't remember. I think the rapper had done that other one, got shot and killed in Florida, so I guess there was some karma. I'm pretty sure that one that hung the little white kid in the video, I think he was shot and killed recently, so, you know, karma does exist. I'm a firm believer. But anyway, I wanted to pass that on. Now, this is a little bit almost old news. I would have had it last week, but if you've never looked into what is the Stormer Book Club, you might not understand what I'm saying here, but they do a lot of different pranks and put out different flyers, and it's kind of interesting. And this last one, well, I don't know if this was the last one. They probably have done some since then. But anyway, this is dated September 16th. Alex Jones claims Stormer Book Club flyer campaign is part of a leftist false flag conspiracy. I mean, you have to wonder sometimes. I mean, I wonder. I know all you do. Some of what Alex Jones says in these situations, you know. The story goes, Alex Jones should have been happy the Stormer Book Club posted flyers exposing the evils that are trying to ban him from the internet. Instead, he falsely claimed that it was part of a leftist conspiracy against him in InfoWars. The recent flyer posting campaign by the Stormer Book Club exposing those that have played a role in censoring free speech on the internet was a tremendous success. The flyers specifically criticized those for doing everything in their power to ban the Daily Stormer and Alex Jones off the tubes. It received a great deal of media coverage among local press outlets and publications. Now, this, of course, happening in Austin, Texas. And I thought the flyer had a picture of all of the websites that's been taken down for the Daily Stormer, had a picture of Alex Jones, and then it had, you know, the things that was being censored now, for Alex Jones. And, but instead of Alex Jones reporting on it actually for what it was, a Daily Stormer, actually putting out information that was completely truthful, he claimed it was a false flag by leftists designed to discredit him. So I wanted to share that just in case anyone living in that area saw in the flyers or listened to him and thought that was the case. That was not the case. It was actually being done to try to expose the truth of who was behind censoring not only the Daily Stormer, but Alex Jones as well. And as everyone knows that keeps up with this, you know, Daily Stormer was censored way before, I mean, immediately after Charlottesville, it started for Andrew Anglin. So it was way before, you know, what we've seen happen to Alex Jones. While we're on Alex Jones, InfoWars says PayPal has terminated agreement with it for promoting hate payment processing services. PayPal has banned Alex Jones of InfoWars, saying that the site promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance and thus violated their use policy. InfoWars broke the news on Friday, that was a week ago yesterday, saying the PayPal sent them an email. PayPal was used to process purchases on their store. PayPal offered no specific examples. InfoWars says the two examples they were given off the record were their criticism of Islam and opposition to transgenderism being taught in public schools. PayPal's definition of hate is so vague that virtually anything could qualify, InfoWars said. So I want to do this story just to let you know that actually you can be thrown off of PayPal if you have any business, for criticism of Islam and opposition to transgenderism being taught in public schools. So that was the reasons. I don't listen very, very rare to Alex Jones, so I don't know how he may have responded to any of that, but I just thought that would that if you haven't heard it, you might find it interesting that it's supposed to be because criticism of Islam and opposing transgenderism in public school. So PayPal opposes you if you oppose transgenderism being taught in public schools. What business is that is theirs if they're supposed to be making money off of a payment processing system? Why would they care what your political views or your religious views is on any given subject? It's all about censorship. It's mask off, blade in your face censorship to silence you of your right to your own political views. They want diversity and tolerance in everything, except they don't want diverse political views. They don't accept diversity in political views. Because if you oppose their nation-wrecking cultural Marxism, then you need to be silenced. You need to be deplatformed. You need to be defunded. You can't oppose transgenderism in public schools. Don't you know we want to make this a nation of a bunch of sissy fags? You sit down and shut up and accept it, you goyim. That's the message. And the funny thing is, the psyche of the American people is that if it's not happening to them, they don't care. I know this from covering some of the local stories of people being railroaded in the court system. The American people don't care. They're so apathetic and so altruistic that they sit down and cower in their chair, put bars on their doors, and vote Republican.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Red alert, red alert. There's a pandemic in America. The people have Stockholm syndrome. They are in love with their enslaver. We're back on the alternative media. I'm going to be taking your phone calls next hour. This is a short segment, so everyone hang on for me. Next hour, I'm going to take your phone calls. 1-800-313-9443. Art off the grid will be first. Just hang on for me, Art. I wanted to get a couple things in here. It's a short segment, so you'll have plenty of time when we come back after the top of the hour break. The Economist ran an article this past week, and The Economist used to be owned by the Rothschild family. I'm not certain. I didn't research to see if they still are. I think they are. I'm sure. Why would they not be? What would the Rothschild sell anything for, right? The Economist ran a story this past week. Europe must merge with Africa. Okay, yeah, I'm just reading the headline for you, okay? The Economist, owned by the Rothschilds, has been at the forefront of globalism. Back in the early days of mass migration, it mocked those such as Cyril Osborne, who warned that the population reserves of the Third World were infinite and Europeans would soon be faced with minority status if the influx was allowed to continue. Now, I'm going to go on and just read some of this article. Today's waves of African migration are merely a prelude of the 2.2 billion citizens added to the global population by 2050. 1.3 billion will be Africans, about the size of China's population, and more of them will have the means to travel. Those Africans risking the trip north across the Mediterranean today are not the poorest, but those with a mobile phone to organize the trip and money to pay smugglers. As African countries gradually prosper, migration will definitely increase. Emma Macron raised these points in a recent interview. The French president was recommending a new book, The Rush to Europe, published in France by Stephen Smith of Duke University, which models past international migration like that of Mexicans into America. The number of Afro-Europeans with African roots, should rise from 9 million at present to between 150 million to possibly 200 million by 2050, or perhaps more than a quarter of Europeans' total population. This is alternative Euro-Africa strategy, writes Mr. Smith. This is to accept integration of Africa and Europe. So I just wanted to share this. These publications are totally telegraphing the fact that they absolutely intend to merge the population of Africa into all of Europe and disintegrate demographically past large white populations that held the countries of France, Germany, Great Britain, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland. Yep, you can go on down the list, you know. But these publications are already telegraphing that this is what they absolutely are endeavoring to happen. So that, you know, 2050, you may think that's a long time away, but that's only 32 years, and it probably happened a whole lot faster than that. When we come back, 1-800-313-9443. Art off the grid will be the first phone call. We'll take phone calls from here on out and run the news. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.